you can reverse your diabetes. Call 703-891-9502. The first 20 callers get a free consultation and a free A1C test with results in just minutes. Call now, 703-891-9502. 703-891-9502.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
It's 6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update now sponsored by A-plus service experts and happening right now. Change for the better on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. They've just opening all the lanes right now. This has been shut down for hours with accident investigation. So northbound, BW Parkway and Laurel, no longer closed at 198. This is just literally happening, and I'm watching that go on right now. And you're in delays northbound if you say leaving Beltway or Greenbelt from 197 to 198. But if you stick with it, the pace is starting to improve this as you get to that scene where the crash had the closure point. No longer being diverted. So, good news here as we get started off on this 6 o'clock hour. Southbound side all along, we've been open. BW Parkway as you head past 198 down toward 197. And you're in good shape there. 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown for the volume. Now, medical emergency assistance was called to the scene here on the inbound Douglas Bridge. Somebody dealing with a situation on the Douglas Bridge. And looks like there's still been a little activity here a few moments ago. So that's why we're seeing delays coming off of 295 and the Suitland Parkway, and then once you get across the Douglas Bridge, that puts you down toward Nat Stadium. So if you normally take that trip, a few extra minutes right now needed for sure. No problems to report in from the west. 66 looks good out of Gainesville and up through to the Beltway. Trust the heating and cooling experts at A-plus service experts to help keep you comfortable all year long. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit A-plus-HVAC.com today. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds this morning giving way to a partly cloudy day. This afternoon, we are a bit milder as we make it into the mid-40s, low 30s tonight. So, yes, some sleet and freezing rain around, more frozen precipitation west and north. Eventually, change to rain pretty quickly on Wednesday. Periods of rain with a high near 50. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Right now, it's 29 degrees at Reagan National. Vice President Pence does not rule out meeting with North Korea during an Olympic visit. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, Congressman Bradley Byrne will be with us at 7:15 this morning. He's with the House Armed Services Committee. He's going to explain why the military needs a budget, a real one, and not just these CRs. Steve Moore will be with us at 7:35 this morning, a Heritage Foundation economist, talking about the economy as we watch the stock market slide, but people getting a lot of money from tax cuts. 8:05, Ronna Romney McDaniels, the RNC chairman, will be with us. 8:15, Maryland delegate Terry Hill is going to be here to talk about stopping our kids from playing tackle football under the age of 14. And then 8:35, Larry Kudlow, all ahead on Mornings of the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
All right, kids playing football, your little boys, little girls playing football, little kids, is in the news. Should children under 14 be allowed to play tackle football? Should they be allowed to play soccer where they head the ball? Should they be allowed to play lacrosse and hockey where they're allowed to check other kids at a young age? 888-630-9625. Would you allow your kid to play tackle football, soccer where they're allowed to head the ball, and hockey and lacrosse and other sports where they're allowed to check each other? Is that something you would allow your kid to do? Or are you worried about concussions? 888-630-9625. As we said, as Vin said, Maryland delegate Terry Hill is going to be joining us. And yesterday, she spoke with Steve Burns of our newsroom here because she has introduced, she's drafting a new measure that would prohibit the Maryland State Board of Education from allowing tackle football programs for children under the age of 14. For if those are 14 and up who want to play, have to take a course that explains the risks associated with concussions and brain injury. And it would also include provisions against heading the ball in soccer, checking in lacrosse and hockey for kids all under the age of 14. As a parent, do you like this idea? Or do you say, look, yeah, I played football when I was a kid. I did tackle football at 8, 9 years old. There's no harm in this. Here she is speaking with Steve Burns, talking about tackling in football below the high school level.
There will be no tackling in football below the age of the high school level, no heading in soccer below the high school level of play, no checking in lacrosse nor checking in hockey below the high school level.
And then she goes on to talk about the risk of concussions.
What the science is now saying, it's the subconcussive blows, the ages at which they are sustained, and the number of them that people have over time that seem to be a greater determinant as to what kind of brain injury they're at risk to sustaining.
All right, so maybe, you know, we're starting to become more aware of this. So this is a good thing, right? We're becoming more aware of the effects of rattling your brain around, even if it's inside of a helmet. And the devastating effects that can have on someone. So why not stop it at a younger age? And then when the kids get older, they could maybe become more physical in these games. 888-630-9625. Vince, would you allow your kid to get involved in this kind of thing?
I would, and I think this is a slippery slope. I think you can't have it both ways here with this argument. It's like this is the beginning of, okay, let's get rid of football in our schools entirely, by the way. I think this is sort of the starting gates for that. Because, you know, where are you going to sustain heavy concussive hits? It's going to be high school and beyond. These younger kids who are getting involved in tackle football, that's where you learn the fundamentals. That's where, when you have a smaller body and you run into other smaller bodies, you learn the opportunity to tackle and have an appropriate form before you're thrown into high school competition, where you're going to be facing the difference between a freshman and a senior is pretty profound. And you have a freshman football player running into a senior, the types of hits they're going to sustain just in tackling drills and practice, going out and actually participating in high school football, playing in a game, is really different. And it's important you get the fundamentals down when you have less mass, when you are a little bit smaller, where you can actually go through the motions of throwing you know, yourselves at one another and learning good form, where to place your head, how to keep your head up, make sure you're in front of the offender. Learn not to spear, learn not to, you know, do things that place you or the people you're tackling at risk. All of that, I think, is really important. And if we delay that until high school, we'll have a bunch of, like, awkward, oversized kids learning it for the first time, and that's not a good thing. I think you open yourself up to more injuries. The other is that, you know, this is, again, I think this is a natural evolution in terms of trying to get rid of football entirely as a culture. We constantly hear it about the NFL that there's problems with concussions, and we see some horrific cases where it's true. There have been brain injuries that have really affected some of the players there in dramatic ways. But... you know, you can't, I don't think you can have it both ways. I don't think you could say, well, it's not good for kids under 14, but it's fine for kids over 14. I think at some point this is going to settle out in this coin toss one way or the other.
All right. Remember, it's not just football. It's also soccer. We put our little kids, soccer's safer. So put our kids in soccer. Well, they head the ball. So I don't know if this is necessarily a bad thing. I think I love the idea of team sports. I think they're super important. But I think maybe you can increase skill level as the kids get older. I don't know if that's necessarily bad. What do you think? Let's go to Aaron in Spotsylvania, see what Aaron has to say. Aaron, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Aaron, would you allow your kids to play, you know, tackle football, heading the ball in soccer and so on?
Well, my daughter currently plays soccer. In fact, she'll be a senior in high school next year. She has had two concussions already. But in Spotsy County, like, you have to. It's required to take concussion protocol. I do think that's pretty important. I agree with what he was saying about learning how to tackle, learning how to also see the warning signs of concussions, just so that you're not putting your kid in increased risk, you know, for a second concussion or a third concussion, just to know the signs and not to let them, you know, because they have time where you have to take a break and not get hit again. You know, and it's not just hitting the ball in soccer. It's when you hit the ground, your brain hits the inside of your skull, or my daughter's a goalie, so if you hit the post, you know, there's an increased risk of concussion there.
Right.
But yeah, let them play. Just teach them how to play properly.
Yeah, and Aaron brings up a great point, which is the concussion protocol and handling the safety of things like this after they happen. Normally in the NFL, at the highest levels, you see a lot of these guys too many times thrown right back into play. And that's why the NFL had to establish concussion protocols and to assess, you know what, you need to sit out. Or you need to get out of this game and take some time to take a break here. That wasn't the way it used to be. And so there's been some wise changes on that front.
Yeah. Christine has a good point here. Christine, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Christine, line 4, Mike. Hi, Christine. Good morning.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. So as a mom, I guess you have kids. How would you feel about your kids playing one of these sports where you worry about a concussion now?
Well, my oldest son came to me and wanted to play football before high school, and I let him. I let him play soccer also. And something I noticed is that you do need to let them learn the basics of any sport. It'd be like telling a figure skater you can't jump because you might hit your head until you reach a certain age. Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to be no good at the sport. And what about after school or on holidays when they're out in the local park playing football without all of the protective gear, and they're still tackling?
Yeah.
Are cops going to come and tell them you can't play because you might get
concussion? Oh, boy, what a idea. I feel like we're not that far from it. More from you in a moment on this subject. A lot of calls on this. Should Maryland ban playing tackle football under the age of 14? It's under consideration right now. 6:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, change for the better on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. All lanes have been reopened. This is great news. This has been shut down for hours. Accident investigation is finally wrapped up. Northbound BW Parkway and Laurel at 198. So, if you're heading northbound and this is your typical trip and north of the Beltway, you're going to hit delays still from there, 197. That's where we backed up to. But the closer you get to 198, the better the pace. So it is quickly improving now that cars are finally just moving through here. Southbound side of the BW Parkway, you had been unaffected. So coming south of 32, 198, 197, you're still at a pretty good trip here for your morning commute. But again, the change, all lanes open, no longer detoured at 198, northbound side BW. Now, on the Beltway, from College Park to Silver Spring, quickly we are filling in the delays here to get past not just George Avenue, where we typically slow to, but it extends to the exit ramp onto Connecticut Avenue. That's where we have an incident on that exit ramp to Connecticut Avenue. Interloop side, you're okay. 270, just the volume growing through Urbana and Hyattstown. Now, the story on 395 is in the express lanes. Looks like right near Seminary Road. We still have police on the scene with one lane block. A little bit of volume in those express lanes. Main lines from Duke to King Street, below speed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today it'll be cloudy skies early, followed by partial clearing, a high of 46 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies this evening, increasing clouds with periods of showers late. Some sleet or freezing rain is possible, the low of 32 degrees. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory from 3 a.m. on Wednesday until 10 a.m. And that's when we'll get a mix of wet snow and ice with less than half an inch. Rain, likely, high of 47 degrees tomorrow. Right now in the nation's capital, 29, 618 on WML.
Get sound retirement tips on the Savvy Investor Radio with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group. Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. here on WMAL.
Is there a war on football and other sports that are contact sports where we fear concussions now? I think it's great that we know more about kids and about concussions, period.
Right.
And especially in adults, too, with our football players and soccer players who are constantly heading the ball. There is a bill that's going to be introduced in Maryland that would ban tackle football under the age of 14. Also soccer, heading the ball, checking in lacrosse, checking in hockey. And remember, does everybody remember when Greg Brady wanted to play football and his mother wouldn't let him because she was afraid he was going to get hurt, so she made him be the staff photographer, and he got hurt on the sidelines.
Mm.
Just saying.
He's pathetic.
Every life lesson goes back to the Brady Bunch. You can always, always get a life lesson from the Brady Bunch.
Marsha also got a football injury.
Yes, she did. Ooh, my nose. Peter in Woodbridge, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Peter.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. This is I'm not surprised this is coming from the People's Republic of Maryland. It's a great example of why it does not take a village to raise a child. Parents have responsibilities. parents have responsibilities from letting their kids out of the yard when they're very young by themselves, holding their hand when they're in a busy parking lot, teaching them how to cross the street.
Yes.
Certainly sports have consequences. There are risks with anything we do in life. I have heard, on the other side of that argument, I have heard some high school coaches say they would just as soon kids come to them without having played, because sometimes if you're taught bad habits at a young age, they're hard to break. So bottom line is, as a parent, we have responsibilities to get our kids in position, whatever that may be, to be successful, crossing streets, playing sports, going out of the yard by themselves. Mm-hmm. We have a responsibility.
Right.
It does not take a village to raise a child.
Good point.
All right,
yeah.
Thank
when
you
to
so
give
much,
your kid a pocket knife so they can start whittling sticks.
888-630-9625 or a sword, you know.
Yeah.
Tom in D.C., good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. How do you feel about banning certain things under the age
good
of 14?
Good morning. I played football and lacrosse on the high school and college levels, and I think it comes down to two things: properly fitted helmets and properly qualified coaches, especially at the peewee level. And when my son was 9, he went out for a team, and I noticed the coach clearly didn't know what he was doing, so I didn't let him play till 10, and I think that's a good enough starting point, because they're in fifth grade, and they're you know, they're getting a little bit more solid, the boys.
Right.
The thing about football is you have to teach them shoulder tackling, like your co-host was saying. You know, keep your head up, square up, and use your shoulders and wrap them up and do it that way. I think the NFL is a very poor example because the running backs use their helmet as a battering ram.
That's right. Yeah, they lead with their head. Tom, thank you so much. Appreciate that. 622 on WMAL.
Are you fed up with fixing the same dental problems over and over? Solve them once and for all with Hybridge Dental Implants. Attend a free seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry Monday, February 12th to learn more. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
So do you need a really different idea for Valentine's Day this year? Well, ProFlowers and Sherry's Berries have teamed up to help you really impress your Valentine this year with their perfectly paired collection. They want you to think inside the box this Valentine's Day, because this is a one-of-a-kind gift. Your flowers and chocolate-dipped strawberries will arrive together in a beautiful, specially designed box that keep your flowers fresh, because the flowers are wrapped a really different way. It's really cool. They don't bruise. And your berries are cold guaranteed. Now, go to their webpage. It's not just berries. You can also get cheesecake bites, truffles, pink champagne berries, and not just roses, tulips, a bamboo plant, so many choices. And right now, my listeners can save 20% on any one of their perfectly paired combinations or any other gift over $29. Just use my promo code WALTER. W-A-L-T-E-R. You have to hurry, but order today. Valentine's Day is next week, and there's only one way to get 20% off a perfectly paired gift over $29, featuring beautiful blooms from ProFlowers and freshly dipped strawberries and other treats from Sherry's Berries. Visit ProFlowers.com today. Enter my code WALTER, W-A-L-T-E-R, at checkout. That's ProFlowers.com, code WALTER.
This is David Muir with ABC's World News Tonight. You live in a very special place for news, where your local news is world news. And you can trust our team to cover it all and get the day's latest breaking news straight to you when you get home tonight. First, ABC 7 News at 6 with Jonathan Elias, Michelle Marsh, and Chief Meteorologist Bill Kelly. Followed by us here at ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30. Together, going straight to the heart of the story, no matter if it's next door or nations away. ABC 7 News at 6, followed by ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30 on your side tonight.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
There are many memorable moments in life. Graduation, your first car, your first kiss. Hi, I'm Debbie with Your Home Now Mortgage. Let us help you create another memorable moment when you buy your new home. We'll make it easy and stress-free. Mention this ad, and we'll give you a $1,000 credit at closing.
Your home now mortgage. Go to YHNMortgage.com or call 833-888-1 now. That's YHNMortgage.com or call 833-888-1669.
NMLS number 862539, Equal Housing Lender.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the 5. Jamie Witten's going to tackle the traffic for you in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
With my helmet on. All right, here we go. As we head on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, change for the better, everybody in Laurel. If you're sitting in any of this volume northbound near 197 toward 198, it is soon to clear because all lanes have been reopened. It's only been this way for a little over 15 minutes. Investigation finally wrapped up. It was there for hours. So, again, northbound BW Parkway, you can stick with it. No longer detoured and taken off trip there at 198. Southbound side with your lanes open, just some of that volume on the increase. Now, let's get you over the Douglas Bridge in through town. We had a medical emergency. It looks like lanes have been reopened. So now it's about clearing out that volume as you approach coming off of 295 or if you're on the Suitland Parkway. Again, to go in over the Douglas Bridge over toward Nats Park, but nothing is there anymore. All lanes open. Let's go Virginia into the express lanes where I still see the accident activity at Seminary Road with one or two lanes blocked there. A little bit of volume in the HOV lanes. Main lines is from Etzel Road now to Duke and King Street below speed. No problems on the 14th Street Bridge. Southeast, Southwest Freeway lanes are open. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem will get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149, 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds early, otherwise partly cloudy as we go through the day, 46. Maybe some sleet or freezing rain late tonight, eventually rain tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 30 degrees in the nation's capital, 626 on WMAL.
All right, a call to keep kids under the age of 14 from playing those more violent sports, waiting a little till they're a little bit older. Would you let your kids play? Stephen Rockville, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Steve, what about you? Your kids be allowed to play?
Prepubescent should not be in the contact area because they can't develop the strength in their necks. Which is key. Sports coaches know very little on the strength development of the neck, which is absolutely key to concussion prevention. A stronger neck, stronger traps. If you have competent coaches that develop that, you will dramatically reduce concussive effects. And the challenge is that the head, prepubescent, the head just weighs too much vis-a-vis the ability to develop strength in the neck.
All right, Steve, thank you so much. So we're going to have more. We'll actually be joined by Maryland delegate Terry Hill coming up at 8:15 to discuss this further. It's now 6:28 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Do you have dirty carpets? Are you embarrassed when your friends or family come over and see or perhaps even smell the yuck in them? Well, Zero Res can help. I use them at my house and highly recommend you do too. Their name, Zero Res, means zero residue because they leave behind no residue. They have a patented process that cleans without any chemicals and provides a healthier, germ-free environment for your home. A zero-res cleaning helps your carpet stay cleaner longer, and your carpets will be left totally clean, removing all stains, odors, and traffic patterns. Imagine getting new carpets without the high expense. That's what Zero Res does. I have a great offer for WMAL listeners. Book right now, get 3 rooms of carpet clean for just $147, plus you'll get a hallway cleaning for free. Don't have carpet? Zero Res is also offering 25% off hardwood cleaning and polishing. Call now, 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDC.com. Zero Res, spell it forwards or backwards, it's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Leonard Skinner, Last of the Street Survivors, Farewell Tour. Saturday, July 7th, Jiffy Lube Live, with special guest, 38 Special. Leonard Skinner. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com, Ticketmaster, or the venue box office. Part of the Mattress Warehouse Concert Series. Leonard Skinner, playing Jiffy Lube Live one last time.
Only one event unites the world. The 2018 Winter Olympics.
And there it is! Shaun White, double gold!
producing the world's best.
Lindsey Vonn is a gold medalist.
And see the world at its best.
To the finish, Mikayla Shiffrin wins gold for the U.S.
The 2018 Winter Olympics, coming February 8th, only on NBC.
All right, the stock market taking a slide. What's going on there? And also with the economy, tax cuts. The president proudly bragging about all of the accomplishments tax cuts have had. But there's one NBC reporter who thinks $1,000 doesn't really mean that much. Also, the Eagles, they win the Super Bowl. They get a chance to go to the White House. Not all of them are going. We'll tell you about that. 6:30 WMAL News is now.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. Don't panic. That's the word from financial analysts after 2 days of plunging stocks.
When you have sentiments so overwhelmingly positive, so little risk on the downside, it's almost inevitable that you're going to get some sort of adjustment in the other direction.
Simon Hamilton is the host of the Wise Investor Show here on WMAL. President Trump's lawyers advising the president not to sit down for an interview with special counsel Robert Mueller, reports the New York Times. President has said he would be willing to be interviewed under oath by Mueller. A Rockville businessman announcing his plans to run for U.S. Senate in Maryland today. Independent Neil Simon says Maryland voters, quote, feel politically homeless. Maryland Senate Democrat Ben Cardin facing a challenge in the Democratic primary from convicted leaker Chelsea Manning. Growing concern for a missing woman. Montgomery County Police are asking for the public's help to find 22-year-old Sina Bilica Galetta, who functions at an elementary school level. She was last seen yesterday afternoon in the White Oak area. It is 6:35 on 105.9 FM. Just right now, we're checking, actually, I beg your pardon, checking your money. The Dow is going to open the day at 24,346, NASDAQ at 69,68. Sports brought to you by Spot Hero. Wizards are red hot. They beat the Pacers 111-102. That's their fifth win in a row. Caps in Columbus tonight to play the Blue Jackets. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey there, it's Larry O'Connor, and for the past year, I've been telling you about EMP 180 Weight Loss and all the great things they have to offer to anyone looking to begin their weight loss journey. But I was thinking, maybe the best way to describe EMP 180 Weight Loss would be to tell you what they're not. EMP 180 Weight Loss is not a workout program. It's not about one more rep or how often you're in the gym. In fact, the team at EMP 180 Weight Loss recommends you not focus on exercise, but rather on nutrition. EMP 180 Weight Loss is not a crash diet. There are no appetite suppressants, no intense calorie restrictions. You will not count your calories, and you will not go hungry. And most importantly, EMP 180 Weight Loss is not hard. In fact, it should be one of the easiest decisions you can make for yourself, for your family, and for your health. So take the weight off and keep it off for life. Schedule your consultation today. Locations in Tyson's Corner and Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180.
Truth matters, especially around D.C.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
Hey, any company can say they'll show up on time or do the job right or offer the price you talked about. But how do you know a company will keep those promises? At Snell, we do it with our guarantees. When a stand-up guy from Snell does work on your heating and cooling system, he'll know his stuff. That's job one. His analysis of the problem will get straight to the point, guaranteed. He'll give you a price up front before any work begins. The price he quotes is the price you pay. And on the odd chance that your system does break down in the season following that service, we'll come back out for free. All of these guarantees come from our core values, and none is more important than this. At Snell, we do what we say we're going to do. Because talk is cheap, and now more than ever, truth matters.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
The stock market is at new highs, so is that exciting or worrisome? Hi, Rick Edelman here. If you're trying to figure out whether you're supposed to buy or sell when the market hits a new high, you're asking the wrong question. I mean, I know your dilemma. You want to know if you should stay out and watch it go up or get in and make it go down. Well, here's the good news. Investing doesn't have to be a right or wrong, do it or not predicament. Instead, let's ask a question you really can answer. What are your goals? Are you saving for college, retirement, a new boat? Whatever your goal, it's your goal that determines how you should invest. At Edelman Financial Services, we can help you figure out your goals and then give you a plan to help you achieve them. We've been doing this for 30 years. Talk with an Edelman advisor at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
There is a way you can save time parking. Simply download the free Spot Hero app and reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance. You'll save time and get everywhere much easier. Take $10 off your first spot with promo code NEW. That's promo code NEW.
It's 6:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 6:30 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, not so bad right now out of Maryland. Starting to see those delays, the volume really, and you're right near 210. If you're coming out of Virginia, that stretch between Springfield and the Beltway trip across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge is wide open. Here we go, 66, a little bit of volume as you push in through Manassas, briefly in Centerville and again in Fair Oaks. Dale City, 95 northbound. That's from seeing the brake lights heading up under Woodbridge. In the HOV express lanes, let's go 395 right near Seminary Road. We still have the right lane blocked with the crash. The main line's open but slows to get by. Now, Maryland, top side of the Beltway. Right as you merge off of 95, we're already in that stop and go. And that takes you around now to Georgia Avenue. Now, beyond, if you heard me talk about the crash on the X ramp to Connecticut Avenue, that's been cleared and the lane's open. Baltimore Washington Park and looks like the delays have quickly eased now. Northbound between 197 and 198 in Laurel, no longer seeing any delays and no longer the closure. That's been wrapped up. Southbound, seeing the morning rush hour, just keeps us below speed in through Laurel and briefly at the off of the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds will give way to some sunshine today, 46. Then tonight we'll see some rain showers, snow showers eventually. A little bit of sleet and freezing rain as we fall to near 32 degrees. Mixed precipitation to rain tomorrow in the district with a high 47. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 30 degrees at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, Tuesday morning, 6:37. Joining us at 7:15 is Representative Bradley Byrne with the House Armed Services Committee. You know, we do one continuing resolution after the next. How does that affect the military? At 7:35, it's Steve Moore. At 8:05, it's Ronna Romney McDaniel. 8:15, Maryland Delegate Terry Hill with us to talk about kids under the age of 14 playing more violent sports and what that does as far as concussions. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow, Mary Walter with you with Vince Colonnese.
The economy is, quote, exceptionally strong. The economic fundamentals remain exceptionally strong. That's the message out of the White House as we watch the biggest point decline ever in a single day. But remember, this is, if we play the percentage game, it's dramatically different. This is a 4.6% slip yesterday on the stock market versus much bigger totals in the past. In 2008, there was a 7% slip. 2008, again, a 7.9% slip, and all on a single day. September 17th, 2001, following the terror attacks, 7.1%. So there have been much bigger percentage drops in the past, although yesterday, big day, the loss in the Dow, 1,175 points yesterday. All eyes on the stock market, of course, watching this. And sort of the split screen yesterday was the stock market decline at the same time that the president was in Ohio talking about the success of tax reform. And I'll be so interested. We're going to talk about this throughout the morning, all of the economic news here. But a couple places I want you to pay attention. One is the CNBC business report coming up. They'll have information on this. And then also, Steve Moore is joining us soon at 7:35 this morning, as well as Larry Kudlow at 8:35 to give us breakdowns on the economy and where they think the structural health is and the relationship that the stock market has to that. Now,
I think the bigger problem with the stock market drop, we saw this coming because on Friday, did you hear the stock market dropped 666 points, 666?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was...
That's when we should have known.
We should have known that this was coming on Monday. But it's still, even though it took a huge drop, it's still up over where it was.
And we're hearing a lot of people call this.
What goes up comes down.
We're hearing a lot of people call this an expected correction. Even the New York Times, I'm looking at a New York Times headline this morning. You'd think, you know, it's amazing. I ran into Chris Plant yesterday, as we often do, and we were having this conversation. He's like, you know, if it's bad for America, it's good for the Democrats. And through a partisan lens, this is what happened. The president of the United States has tied himself up so much with the stock market. Look how great the stock market's doing. You know, this is thanks to me. Well, when you start saying things like that, you can own the decline. And as a result, partisans on the opposite side of the aisle are going to be like, oh, yeah, look at the decline, baby. Look at that and what that has to do with you.
You know, it's interesting that you say that because Peter Schiff, who is the CEO of Euro Pacific Capital, was interviewed by The Street yesterday, and he said the Janet Yellen put in the markets could expire under President Trump. And he goes on to say, I don't know if the Fed has much love for Trump. And it said that, and he added that the Fed had the markets back during the Obama administration. Maybe the Fed would be happy to see a bear market that could be blamed on Trump. And he thinks the market could easily correct 20%.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine?
That's a good way to annoy every American.
Well, allow that to happen so that they get angry at Trump and, hey, yes. No 2020.
Hopefully the market slips so the guy I don't like suffers.
Well, this is how far the insanity goes.
Yeah. So I was pointing to the New York Times. Context matters, they write. The stock market drop is less scary than it seems. And they said it's easy to be misled by big point swings after a long period of quiet in global markets. So they're saying, all right, relax, everybody. Let's not get crazy. Let's assess it for what it is. Let's go to the president, though, yesterday in Cincinnati. He was making the case that, you know, he's got a strong economic case this year in 2018 for the midterms because you got people like Nancy Pelosi calling the benefits Americans have derived from the tax package crumbs. Here's the president.
And I think this is not a good day for Nancy Pelosi. She's our secret weapon. No, she's our secret. I just hope they don't change her. There are a lot of people that want to run her out. She's really out there. I'm supposed to make a deal with her.
He thinks she's the secret weapon. He went on and talked about how Democrats did not respond to the positive economic news of the State of the Union at all.
Did anybody happen to see the State of the Union address? Right? Okay. So I got good marks. But I said you have the lowest black unemployment in the history of our country. It was like, it was a game. You know, they play games. They were told, don't even make a facial movement. And I'm talking about you have the lowest Hispanic unemployment in the history of our country. This isn't me saying, this is the charts, the polls. We have the lowest in the history of our country. Dead silence, not a smile. In fact, there was one guy when I said the lowest African-American unemployment, he was sort of clapping. Like, who was that guy? He's a nice guy. And he was probably severely reprimanded. Don't you think, Rob? I think so, because he was the only one.
Yeah, it's funny. He's going out of his way to point out, like, look, even the good stuff, like, they're not responding. And that's a bad look in 2018. You at least have to applaud the stuff where Americans are benefiting, even if you don't want to give the president of the United States credit.
I agree, and he's absolutely right. This is going to be great for 2018 as far as using their own words against them. They applauded you losing money. They didn't want you to have your own money back in your pockets.
Yeah. I don't want to be on that side of the aisle. 6:43 on WMAL.
If you're retired or thinking about retiring soon, tune in Saturday afternoons at 2 for The Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services on WMAL.
If you're missing or your teeth or they're damaged, perhaps, you know, that keeps you from a lot of things. From eating food you love, having great relationships with people, just being able to smile, all of that. And you know what? That can change. What you need is a warm, encouraging, comforting environment like Cascades Dental. You know, what sets Cascades apart? It's their experience. Dr. Ruparelia, one of the most highly trained and experienced and professional full-mouth dental implant surgeons in the D.C. area. Great guy, great service. Trust me, his whole staff is that way. Cascades can perform your procedure in their office with one doctor and in many cases in just one day. And they save you a whole bunch of time and money, which you like too. Check out what Cascades can do for you. If you check out their many success stories at cascadesdental.com, just go to the website. There's a bunch of YouTube videos down there. Just click on one that kind of applies to the procedure you're interested in. They've got everything down there and a whole bunch of people who are real happy with the experience that they've had. I don't blame them. I've been there. I go to Cascades, and I love what they've done for me. You should do it, too. Or call them at 866-25-SLEEP. You should. 866-25-SLEEP.
If you stand on it, we stand behind it.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. Salt, dirt, grime gets buried deep, and the damage it can cause? With every step you take, these particles grind away like sandpaper. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. For more than 60 years, it's a name you can trust. We use our time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand to remove every speck of dirt. And if your rug is in need of repair, our team of professionals are dedicated to restoring your precious rug, making them look like new again. And right now, for a very limited time, take advantage of our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. For pickup and delivery, call now, 703-241-1111, or online at joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, College Park commuters on Route 1. You're hung up here northbound. Here's what's happening at the scene of the crash. Northbound, right, just coming to the light right before the IKEA, right in that area. Northbound stop. Tow truck is there trying to get the two vehicles out of the travel lanes. Now, if you're coming off of the Beltway, say if you're on the outer loop and you're exiting on that exit ramp, you are able to make turns there. Oh, no, they're stopping that left-hand turn, so everyone's forced to go right now. But again, they're maneuvering the second car to try to get that out of the roadway, and then they can get something moving here northbound. Southbound Route 1, not affected. So if you're coming past the IKEA down toward the Beltway, your travel lanes are still open. So that's the scoop there. Also, better news on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, in case you missed it, all lanes reopen at 198. Northbound, the investigation wrapped up. Those delays have cleared. Southbound, a little bit of volume from 198 down toward 197. Now let's go Virginia into Manassas. On Old Centerville Road, as you push northbound right near Rugby Road, scene of the crash. You're on 28 northbound past Yorkshire Lane and up toward Compton Road. Just have the morning stop and go volume at nothing reported along that stretch of 28. Interstate 95 northbound, VA, right at the Beltway. Here we go. As you approach the exits, looks like the incident that we have right now on the safety service lanes out of the travel lanes, but we may have a response there. So keep alert northbound 95 right at the Beltway for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Winter weather advisory is now covering most of us up 3 o'clock tomorrow morning until 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Yeah, we may have some frozen precipitation. About to give way to some sun today, 46. Maybe some snow, sleet, freezing rain, and rain tonight early tomorrow morning, then rain tomorrow afternoon. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 30 degrees, 647 on WMAL. The Philadelphia Eagles winning the Super Bowl this weekend, of course, and that means they get to get a trip to the White House. As you win a championship in the major sports, you get a trip to the White House. You get to meet with the President of the United States. It's pretty cool. Often they'll take a photo together, and the president typically gets a jersey with the number of his presidency. It'll say, 45 on it, and Trump on the back of it, and have an Eagles jersey. Some Philadelphia Eagles will not be attending. They've already decided to skip attending this. In fact, I think we've got one of them. What is it, appearing on CNN yesterday? That's right. Malcolm Jenkins says he intends to skip the visit. Here's Mr. Jenkins on CNN.
Do you intend to go to the White House for a celebration?
No, I personally do not anticipate intending that.
What message would you like to send to the president?
I don't have a message for the president. My message has been clear all year. I'm about, creating positive change in the communities that I come from, whether it be Philadelphia, New Jersey, Ohio, Louisiana, or this entire country. I want to see changes in our criminal justice system. I want to see us push for economical and educational advancement in communities of color and low-income communities. And I want to see our relationships between our communities and our law enforcement be advanced. And that's what myself and my peers have been pushing for the last 2 years, and that's what I'll continue to do.
Well, who you should talk to about that? The President of the United States. You get an opportunity to meet with the guy and influence him. You could take it. Chris Long, also the son of Howie Long, he's a defensive end. He skipped it last year when they won the Super Bowl with the Patriots. He's skipping it this year when he won the Super Bowl with the Eagles.
I didn't realize that was Howie Long's son.
Yeah, that's right.
I did not know that.
And Eagles wide receiver Torrey Smith also skipping 6:49 on WML.
Do you want to sell your home fast and for top dollar? Then call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team will guarantee that if they don't sell it, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed. Go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
All right, Thompson Creek, they have not one but two ways to save you money. Are you ready for this? All right, here's the first way. When you think about replacement windows, my mind at least goes to all the ways that I'm going to get charged, all the markups, because a lot of middleman markups, the manufacturer markups, shipping costs to the building supply company, sales commission for the building supply company, sales rep, dealer markup, and on and on and on. A lot of markup that's rolled into a price. Well, Thompson Creek, they're different because they do it all. They design, they build, and they install their own windows. Now, those windows are built locally right in the Thompson Creek factory, and because they install them yourselves, there's no markup there. So all those middleman markups, gone. That's one way they help you save. Second way, they're going to help you by, you're going to save 40%. Right now, if you buy one window, you get another window at 40% off. So not one, but two ways to save with Thompson Creek. Buy one, get one window 40% off. See thompsoncreek.com for details.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, one, two, three.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
All right, 6:53, time to see how your money's doing with the much-awaited CNBC News Desk and Jessica Ettinger.
Good morning. That global sell-off overnight continues. Stocks in Europe and Asia plunged, and the market volatility is not over here, sorry to say, this morning. Dow futures right now are pointing to a near 300-point drop at the open this morning. Yesterday, of course, the Dow had its biggest point drop in history, 1,175 points, a 4.6% decline. Market experts say there really wasn't any one trigger, but the Dow has erased its gains for this year. Of course, it's early in the year. Investors had trouble getting into their online accounts yesterday. Everybody checking their 401ks. The Wall Street Journal says customers complained online about Betterment, which is a robo-advisor, and other firms like TD Ameritrade and Schwab and Fidelity and Vanguard. The SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket is set to launch this afternoon. Cape Canaveral, Florida. This is the biggest rocket ever made. It's impressive with a Tesla vehicle inside. SpaceX founder Elon Musk tells CNN this will either be a great launch or the best fireworks display ever. The launch window begins at 1:30 Eastern. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Your doctor has said you need back or neck surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary, minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. The Sonosculpt technique decompresses pinched nerves, eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved technology right here in Washington, D.C. Call 855-982-1591 or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. SONOSPINE Surgery.com. SONOSPINE Surgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Vince, we have a lot going on. Virginia, Interstate 95 heading up onto 395. Quite active with this crash, so I know everybody wants to get where they're going. But patience as everyone tries to filter to one right lane, northbound 95 as you come up through to the Beltway. I'm just watching a second. Looks like another fire truck coming up to the scene of the crash. So I know it gets a little nerve-wracking. They're coming up on the right shoulder. They're trying to get over to the left side, so be very cautious. A lot going on. Once beyond, on 395, a little bit of stop and go through Landmark. And the HOV lanes had the crash in the right lane at Seminary Road, and it really did not do much as far as slowing the volume trip, so just be careful. And then briefly at the 14th Street Bridge. Another crash is going to be on DC, 295 northbound, right as you come up to the Beltway, heading up toward Blue Plains. DC crews are there. To the Wilson Bridge, we're backing near St. Barnabas Road. College Park, the crash on Route 1. If you're heading northbound Route 1, right as you come past the Beltway with that signal light near the IKEA, they still have activity. It looks like the right side, they're allowing the left lane to get by, so some progress. They're getting some of this out of the travel lanes. Southbound Route 1, you're unaffected. Lanes open. But again, Virginia 95 still has response heading to the scene of the crash. 95 north, right at the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Washington.
Winter weather advisories now up for tonight, early tomorrow. Most of us in and around the Beltway, a combination of snow, sleet, freezing rain, eventually to rain. West and north, more ice and snow. Becoming partly cloudy today, 46. The precipitation comes in tonight as rain showers, eventually down to freezing. So sleet, freezing rain, and probably some snow early tomorrow morning. Then a change on over to rain with more ice and snow west and north. Tomorrow's high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 30 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Jiffy Lube.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even service brakes, new tune-ups, and more. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
This is a horrific story, and I want to get as much of this, share as much of this as I can with you. Colts linebacker Edwin Jackson and his driver, they believe he was his like Uber driver, Jeffrey Monroe, 54 years old, Edwin Jackson, 26 years old, were killed by someone who's allegedly drunk driving, previously deported illegal alien, who also gave false identity to the police when they caught him. They were on the side of the road. Their car had broken down. They were on the side of the road. They were not in the Lincoln when it broke down.
Oh, it broke down.
Yeah, they were having problems on the side of the road, so that's why they believe they were having problems, is why they were on the side of the road.
Gotcha, because it sounded like, what's his face, that the player here, Edwin Jackson, may have been getting sick.
That
they had pulled over because he was ill.
Okay, so I've heard that the car had maybe car problems,
yeah.
And now that maybe he was ill, which the two people who were in the car who know exactly what happened are deceased, sadly, at this point. So, anyway, this man fled the scene of the crime. They caught him. He fled on foot. He initially identified himself as Alex Cabrera Gonzalez, a 37-year-old Mexican national. Well, it turns out that was wrong. His name is actually Manuel Orego Zavala, a citizen of Guatemala. Background investigation revealed he had been deported from the U.S. on two previous occasions, in 07 and in 09, and he was back. Now, what's really sad is that when they were hit, he hit their car, and that somehow hit them. One of them was thrown. One of the two victims was actually thrown into the center of the road, and a state trooper who was responding to the crash struck that victim who was now laying in the road. It's just
too much.
So sad what has happened here. It happened about 4 o'clock in the morning. And you know what? This is what makes me crazy about this. This guy's blood alcohol level was 0.239 at the time of the crash, three times the legal limit. This happened in Indiana, the vice president's home state, and he tweeted out, "On my way to Alaska, very saddened to hear the passing of Indianapolis Colts linebacker Edwin Jackson. Senseless and avoidable tragedy." So true. Deported twice, back in the country illegally. Coming up on WMAL, we're going to speak with Steve Moore from the Heritage Foundation. Are we looking at another budget battle? He'll tell us.
Also, Congressman Bradley Byrne will join us to discuss how the military budget is affected by all these short-term extensions. It's not a good thing. We'll find out the details coming up on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. Financial experts telling investors not to freak out after 2 days of big stock drops.
Panic selling gets people in trouble because a lot of times the stock market will bounce back and the people who sold stay out. So, you know, again, if you need the money, you need to get out. But if you need the money, you shouldn't have been in to begin with.
Coach Pete, host of Financial Safari here on WMAL. That sentiment echoed by Simon Hamilton, who hosts the Wise Investor Show also on WMAL.
Until we see more warning signs or any warning signs that we're facing a potential for a recession on the horizon, we think that selling like this is going to be, you know, pretty short in duration. It could get violent, could be 10 or 15% instead of 5%, but it's probably not going to last that long.
President Trump will now decide whether to declassify and make public a Democrat rebuttal of the released GOP memo that criticizes the FBI's investigation into Russia's meddling.
That Democratic memo, a sort of rebuttal of the Republican memo on the Russia investigation, is now in President Trump's hands. He has about 5 days to decide what to do with it, whether he will release it or redact it in some form or block it.
Correspondent Abby Phillip. Federal workers again in limbo as government funding runs out this Thursday. House Republicans are pushing another temporary spending measure to keep the government open through March 23rd. Senate Democrats already promising to block that measure. D.C. residents head to the polls later this year to vote for mayor. One candidate's already getting extra attention because of his age.
He hasn't graduated from college yet, but Michael Wood says at 19, he's old enough to be the next mayor of D.C.
I think it's really good that I'm young, because it's a great experience and something I could learn from for the future. And I believe in always starting young and not being afraid. And hopefully I could be like a role model to others.
The George Washington University junior tells WMAL he wants to create opportunities for all D.C. residents and encourage more young people to be politically active. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Most of the D.C. region is in the midst of a drought, but water supply levels are holding strong.
The U.S. Drought Monitor map has a strip between D.C. and Baltimore in a severe drought.
The region's had a lower than normal precipitation so far this year.
But Lisa Reagan at the Metropolitan Washington Council of Government says you don't need to start worrying about water conservation just yet.
Right now, all of our storage reservoirs are upstream in the upper basin or at capacity.
She says the region's made investments that allow it to get through these droughts, plus where the Potomac's water comes from.
The upper Potomac basin extends all the way up into West Virginia and Pennsylvania.
They have been getting much more precipitation. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Vice President Mike Pence not ruling out a meeting with North Korea during the Olympics.
With regard to any interaction with the North Korean delegation, I have not requested a meeting, but We'll see what happens.
Opening ceremony for the Olympics is Thursday night. Checking your money. Dow opening the day at 24,346. NASDAQ at 69.68. The sports brought to you by Spot Hero. Make it five in a row for the Wizards, topping the Pacers last night 111-102 with 21 points from Bradley Beal. Washington Capitals take on the Blue Jackets in Columbus tonight at 7. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Superpowers of Today presents Mr. Zeropia, who has many amazing superpowers.
Not really.
But you're super strong.
No.
So, Mr. Zeropia, what is your superpower?
A 0% APR credit card.
No way!
Way? My Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union Visa Signature Rewards Card gives me 0% APR on purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers.
Are you the only one with this power?
Heck no. All Commonwealth One members have it, but with no capes attached.
Let Zero be your hero at Commonwealth One. Get an introductory 0% APR with a Visa Signature Rewards Card for the first 6 months with no annual or balance transfer fees, and earn points for cash, travel, and merchandise. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703 823